Was it Emily Dickinson who called Hope the thing with feathers? I can't remember. There are a great many things I can't remember any longer, but it seems I still remember how to fight. Maybe that's a good thing. I hope it's a good thing. Has it crossed your mind to wonder where I'm recording this, lady and gentlemen? It hadn't. They simply sat, mesmerized by the slightly dusty sound of Brodigan's voice, passing a bottle of Perrier in a tin filled with graham crackers back and forth. I'll tell you, Brodigan went on, partly because the three of you from America will surely find it amusing, but mostly because you may find it useful in formulating a plan to destroy what's going on in Al Golciento. As I speak, I'm sitting on a chair made of slab chocolate. The seat is a big blue marshmallow, and I doubt if the air mattresses we're planning to leave you could be any more comfortable. You'd think such a seat would be sticky, but it's not. The walls of this room, and the kitchen I can see if I look through the gumdrop arch to my left, are made of green, yellow, and red candy. Lick the green one and you taste lime. Lick the red one and you taste raspberry. Although taste, in any sense of that slippery word, has very little to do with Shimi's choices, or so I believe. I think he simply has a child's love of bright primary colors. Roland was nodding and smiling a little. Although I must tell you, the voice from the tape recorder said dryly, I'd be happy to have at least one room with a slightly more reserved decor, something in blue, perhaps. Earth tones would be even better. Speaking of earth tones, the stairs are also chocolate. The banisters are candy cane. One cannot, however, say the stairs going up to the second floor, because there is no second floor. Through the window you can see cars that look suspiciously like bonbons going by, and the street itself looks like licorice. But if you open the door and take more than a single step toward Twizzler Avenue, you find yourself back where you started, in what we may as well call the real world, for want of a better term.